I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. For the last decade, some of the world's largest, most recognizable brands have turned to crowdsourcing, which is typically powered by the internet and involves asking a large group of people to complete a task or solve a problem. Healthcare is becoming a new frontier in crowdsourcing. According to a 2018 study published in the Journal of Global Health, crowdsourcing can be a promising tool in health and in global health in particular. It is rapid, low cost, and can collect a huge amount of information from a large number of people. The study goes on to explore 8 areas in healthcare where crowdsourcing can be useful: diagnosis, disease surveillance, nutrition, public health and environment, education, genetics, psychology, and general medicine. In some instances, the crowd being sourced has medical expertise. For example, there's a crowdsourcing software program being piloted that allows less experienced doctors to upload and share challenging cases for other, more experienced doctors to comment on. However, often the power of crowdsourcing in health relies not on the medical expertise of the crowd, but on the ability to collect and quantify vast troves of data quickly. To track infectious diseases, for instance, one organization developed a smartphone app containing a reporting feature and questions to confirm diagnoses of certain infectious diseases. Anyone can download and use the app, thereby allowing healthcare providers to get an earlier jump on disease outbreaks. And when it comes to health, whether it's an individual or a crowd, earlier is better. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.